Quigley with a inning-ending double play still in order at this point in time. 2-2 the count to Beauchesne. Pitch on the way home. It's hit high in the air out towards center field. Lost in the sky in center field. Carney trying to find it. Does last second. Throws it back in and a fireball down to third base. Keeps Harper on second. So it goes in as a simple flyout. And, man, Frankie Carney continuing to play very well out there in center field. Tracking down a ton of baseballs. That is his fifth catch in center field of the game. A lot of plays from a center fielder, and shows off why that position is so important. Runner taking off from second. Throw going down now to second to try and catch Kobayashi, and it's in time and got him. So the double steal was attempted, but Kobayashi got a late start. Harper was safe at third base, but Kobayashi out at second on the ball to Hayden Carlson. So goes in the books to end the eighth inning, and the Rafters, no runs on no hits. There was one error, and there was one left on base. So we go to the ninth, and it is 4-0 the Mallards lead here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Jack Wiesinger getting back to work here in the top of the ninth, and Wiesinger coming in to replace Jace Barajas back in that eighth inning. Barajas, his line is now final after Wiesinger retired the only batter that he saw on a strikeout. Michael Lippe up at the plate now, takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1 the count. Lippe, a right-handed hitting right fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup with Wiesinger on the mound, and Lippe 1-for-4 in the game, rather surprising with how good he has played against the Rafters. 0-1 the count, is called for a strike and makes it 0-2. So Wiesinger, one pitch away from getting his second strikeout. 0-2 the count. And Wiesinger sends it, but it's hit up the middle by Lippe into center field, and a leadoff single from the right-handed hitting right fielder. It's his second hit of the game as he is now 2-for-5, and it brings up Cole Kosciuszko with a runner on first and nobody out in the top of the ninth. Still 4-0, the Mallards lead, and another leadoff base runner has reached, and that is the sixth time this game that the Mallards have had a leadoff man reach, 6 of the 9 innings. Kosciuszko at the plate, takes the first pitch inside for ball number one. He's 0-for-2 in the game. Kosciuszko flew out in the fifth and struck out in the third, but he's walked twice. His last plate appearance in the eighth and his first plate appearance in the first. 1-0 the count with the runner on first base. pitch on the way home. Misses low and outside, and Adrian keeps it from getting away and make sure that Lippi doesn't go anywhere from first base. So a 2-0 count. And Wiesinger, man, he's had a couple of strong performances this year, but his last outing was not one to remember back against Wausau in the first of the two-game series. Runner taking off from first, and the 2-0 count is fouled down the right field line. And so a 2-1 count. Lippi goes back to first base after trying to take off, but foul ball made sure that he couldn't. So a 2-1 count to Kosciuszko as he's looking to get on for the third time today. Lippi on first. He's already stolen two bases in this game. He stole one yesterday. Trying to go for four in the series, and the 2-1 count is called for a strike, 2-2. Kosciuszko, however, with the walks that he's drawn, maybe Lippi won't need to. Kosciuszko, a good eye at the plate and didn't like that last call. 2-2 the count to the left-handed hitting first baseman. Pitch on the way is crushed out towards right center field. Going back to the warning track, it bounces off of the wall and gets away from Beauchesne. Now he tracks it down, throws it back into Carlson, and Carlson drops the ball! Could have had the runner at home, but instead Carlson not able to make the transition from glove to hand, and it drops to the grass with a double for Kosciuszko. So ends up going in as an RBI double for Kosciuszko. No error on the play as Michael Lippi goes from first to home and makes this a 5-0 game with Madison on top. Kosciuszko on second with his first hit of the game on for the third time, and it brings up Davis Hamilton to the plate with a runner in scoring position and nobody out. First pitch on the way hits the outside edge for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Hamilton, left-handed hitting second baseman. A lefty-righty matchup with Wiesinger on the mound. Wiesinger, a couple of strong performances. Went an inning and two-thirds scoreless back on July 2nd in his Rafters seasonal debut as that pitch misses for ball number one. 1-1 the count. Had a scoreless inning back on July 6th against Madison as well in his second appearance. But back against Wausau last time out, 6 runs in an inning and a third. 1-1 the count, fouled back into the netting, and now a 1-2 count. Hamilton popped out to Jace Barajas back in the 8th inning. But prior to that, he was 1-for-1. He singled in the 6th, walked in the 3rd, and he hit a sacrifice fly back to open up the game. 1-2 the count. Hamilton looking to add to the lead and sends one up the middle, but Carlson is there, takes the hop, throws it off balance to first, and gets it in time for out number one. However, Kosciuszko does go over to third base on it, which means that he is 90 feet from scoring with only one out in the top of the ninth. Still a 5-0 Madison lead, and with that, the infield will close on in for MJ Sweeney. Sweeney, though, he's going to try and do the same thing that he did his last time out. He had a 2-run home run in the 8th inning. After starting the game 0-for-3, it was a moonshot over the right field wall. First pitch to him is a swing and a miss. He was trying to do the same thing, just like I said. Not able to make the contact with it, though, as it dropped below the zone. 0-1 the count, and Sweeney, 1-for-4 in the game now. His 7th home run of the season came back in the 8th. Looking to add to that, 0-1 the count from Wiesinger. He fires, and Sweeney swings and misses for strike number two. Sweeney left-handed hitting DH. It's a lefty-righty matchup with the runner on third base. Wiesinger just needs one more strike to make sure that that runner from third doesn't come home to score on a sacrifice. But an 0-2 count to Sweeney, and he can fight off these pitches. but not there. He swings and misses. That's strike number three. Wiesinger has his second K of the game, and it brings up Noah Sheffield with a runner on third and two outs in the top of the ninth. Five-run lead for the Mallards, and the Rafters, prior to yesterday, they had not been shut out the entire season. They were shut out over the nine innings against Madison yesterday, and they'll be looking to avoid that in the bottom of the ninth. Jack Wiesinger, his stuff is on right now as he gets a swing and a miss from Noah Sheffield for strike number one. Sheffield, the right-handed hitting shortstop. It's a righty-righty matchup with Wiesinger on the mound. Runner on third and two away in the top of the ninth. 0-1 the count to Sheffield. Misses a bit outside for ball number one. 1-1 the count. And Sheffield 1-for-2 on the game. He walked back in the eighth inning his last time up. 1-1 the count as Wiesinger takes his time. Now fires home but misses the 1-1 outside for ball number two. Sheffield is grounded out. He's walked twice and he singled this game. His single came back in the fourth inning and looking for the second hit. 2-1 count is fouled back to bring it 2-2. And I talked about this earlier, but man, Sheffield has been lights out against the Rafters this season. He's loved Wisconsin Rapids. Batting just shy of .500. A hit here would put him exactly at .500 in seven games against the Rafters. Sends one out to right field, but there is Kobayashi, and he'll make the catch for out number three. So the Rafters able to get out of this inning. However, one run did come across on the two hits. There were no errors, and there was one left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Rafters down five, trying to make the comeback when we return on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life. But you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
And a new pitcher coming into the game once again for the Mallards. It is Keaton Fenn who comes in to replace Bryce Liddle. Looking to close it down. It is not a save opportunity for him. But the Rafters hoping to make an improbable 5-run comeback. And this season just, man, it's been tough for the Rafters. Still looking for that big comeback and have a chance here. But it's going to take a lot. First pitch on the way of the bottom of the ninth inning to Hayden Carlson is in for a strike. 0-1 the count. And we do have a final line on Bryce Liddle as Carlson pops one foul and out of play. So an 0-2 count to Carlson, who saw one pitch back in the eighth. It was a ball, and it was a caught stealing of Hiroto Kobayashi. Although Eric Harper did get credited for a stolen base there because he had taken off for third, and he got to third before Kobayashi was thrown out at second. 0-2 count, misses away for ball number one, a 1-2 count. And Keaton Fenn taking over after the Mallards pitching has continued to be dominant. 1-2 count once again misses away for ball number two. 2-2 the count. Rafters eyeing down their second straight shutout loss. We're not able to score in the game yesterday, and that just tells you all you need to know about this Madison pitching staff. They used five pitchers in the game yesterday. They've used four in today's game. All different pitchers, and all of them dominant. 2-2 the count. Misses inside for ball number one. Well, I can't say that about Keaton Fenn just yet. He has yet to record an out, but he is throwing 92 miles an hour on the gun, and after starting the count 0-2, Carlson's worked it back to a full count. 3-2 on the way. Carlson spoils it and stays alive. Still 3-2. Carlson 0-2 in the game. He walked back in the fourth. That's the one time that he's been on base. The Rafters this game have had six total base runners. One of them was on an error. Two of them on walks, one on a hit by pitch, and Carlson swings and misses there for strike number three. Rafters down to their last two outs here in the bottom of the ninth, looking to avoid their second straight loss. And man, the Rafters this second half has not gone their way whatsoever. Team right now, I mean, you've got talent. It's just a matter of putting it all together. First pitch on the way to Madden Akko, misses low for ball number one, and really, start off the second half, the pitching has struggled, but this game, that was not the case. They allowed just five runs over nine innings. One of the better pitching performances we've seen. 1-0 count and a three-quarter swing from Akko gets strike number one. Akko, the only hit-by-pitch of the game for the Rafters, that was back in the seventh. He is 0-2. He was thrown out at home plate trying to get the Rafters' only run. Swings and misses at the 1-1 to bring it 1-2. And it really felt like the Rafters were going to try and keep it close. It was only a two-run game at that point in time when Akko was thrown out at home. And this one hit up the middle towards second base, takes a hop, but there's the second baseman, throws it back to first, and it's in time for out number two. Rafters down to their last life with Kareem Arusevic stepping up to the plate. He's got one of the Rafters' two hits this game and trying to keep things rolling along. He will step up to bat against the righty on the mound, Keaton Fenn. Fenn coming from Southeastern Community College in Iowa. Just a freshman there, a native of Dallas Center, Iowa. First pitch on the way to Arusevic is fouled back for an 0-1 count. Arusevic singled back in the seventh inning. The other hit came from Jake Beauchesne back in the fourth. 0-1 the count to Arusevic. Pitch on the way home. It bounces in the dirt for ball number one. 1-1 the count. And Keaton Fenn this season has pitched against the Rafters just one game, and he allowed one run over an inning and a third. Allowed four hits. The Rafters saw him well. 1-1 count is called on the outside edge for strike number two. And, well, this game so far not going the Rafters' way. Down to their last strike, Kareem Arusevic hoping to stay alive. 1-2 the count. Fenn fires. It's outside for ball number two. 2-2 the count. Arusevic struck out swinging back in the fourth. Also grounded out in the second. Those were his two previous plate appearances. 2-2 the count. Breaking ball misses outside for ball number three. 3-2 the count to Arusevic. Tough one to hold off on. And the difference in the speed of that pitch. Tell you what, it's something. 78 from a 92. Whew. 3-2 the count coming home, and Arusevic fouls it back to stay alive. Arusevic going to see his seventh pitch of the plate appearance. This is just the third batter of the inning, but Keaton Fenn will be throwing his 18th pitch of it. 3-2 the count to Arusevic, and takes it for strike number three, and that finishes the game. Rafters once again end up on the bottom of the scoreboard. 5-0, the final score, and the Rafters got to turn things around, but Man, it was a tough game yet again for the Rafters offense as they totaled just two hits against the Mallards' dominant pitching. The Rafters pitching, however, did look pretty good, and their defense a lot better as well. So a little bit to talk about, and we'll get to that next when we come back on the Rafters postgame show here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Well, the Rafters end up dropping this game 5-0 as we welcome you into the Rafters postgame show. And looking back on how it happened, man, the Mallards, they were held pretty quiet, although they were able to get on the board early. They scored one run in the top of the first on an RBI sacrifice fly from Davis Hamilton off of Seth Spencer. Spencer was great tonight. He allowed just the two runs. His second came in the second inning on a solo shot from Will Johannes. From that point on, though, Seth Spencer was scoreless. Shutout third inning, shutout fourth, and then a perfect three up, three down fifth inning. Entering the sixth, he allowed a single and then got a ground out from MJ Sweeney, and he was pulled from the game with 93 pitches, but went 5 1/3 and allowed just the two runs before handing it off to Jace Barajas. And Barajas able to get out of that sixth inning without allowing the inherited runner to score. So still 2-0 into the seventh. The Rafters offense, man, they were shut down by Riley Peterson. Peterson did not allow a base runner until the fourth inning, and Peterson allowed just those two base runners from the fourth, a single and a walk. And then the Rafters once again were shut down until the bullpen came over in the seventh. But in the bottom of the seventh, the Rafters got a hit by pitch and a single to lead off the seventh. However, a throw to home caught Madden Akko trying to take off on a sacrifice fly, but instead it was a double play. Akko thrown out at the plate, and from there the Rafters not able to get any momentum. Eighth inning comes around, and Jace Barajas can't keep his strong appearance going. After going two innings scoreless, he allows a two-run shot to MJ Sweeney, and those were the two runs that made it 4-0. Ninth inning came around, and another run scored for the Mallards on the RBI double from Cole Kosciuszko, but that was the scoring for the Mallards. Rafters unable to score for back-to-back games. And with that, I'll also bring down the crowd mic as the fireworks starting to come off here in Wisconsin Rapids. And, well, with that, let's take a look at the stats from the game. Not all too many impressive batting lines. Only two hits in the game, one from Beauchesne, one from Arusevic, and nobody reached base multiple times on the Rafters. As for the pitching, however, saw 5 1/3 innings from Seth Spencer. He allowed just two runs and had three strikeouts while walking four batters and allowing five hits. Not too bad of a game from him. Jack Wiesinger allowed 1 1/3 innings and allowed just the one run that came across. No walks from him and two hits allowed while striking out two batters. Fielding as well, only one error committed by the Rafters, but just unable to get the win. So that's the final score. It was a 5-0 Mallards victory. Taking a look now towards next game for the Rafters, they will hit the road for their first game away from Winter Field in a while as they head to the Green Bay Rockers for an afternoon rubber match, as it'll be the opening day starter Tristan Krusenberry who is on the mound, going up against the righty Mac Crowley. Both have had ups and downs this season, but they're coming off of season-long starts, each of them. Crowley, not too many appearances compared to Krusenberry. Krusenberry, his last start, he went 6 innings. It was a quality start, the only quality start of the year for the Rafters, hoping to continue that momentum into Green Bay. Start time is 1:05 p.m., which means that the pregame show will come your way at 12:50. So looking forward to that. But that's going to do it from tonight's broadcast. So a big shout-out to everyone who helped make this happen. Of course, to the coaching staff, as always, for being great and easy to talk to, including Manny Silva, who is our pregame interview of the night. And, of course, the rest of the team for always being open to talk to. And, of course, to WFHR for hosting us, as always, on the radio. But that's about all that I've got for you from tonight's broadcast. So one last time, the Rafters 0, the Mallards 5. From myself, Austin Thomas, and from the rest of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, thank you and have a great rest of your night.
We rotate fairly local food trucks for anybody to stop by and grab a bite to eat. And then of course, there's the lot. And we have a nice selection of soda and caffeinated beverages, alcoholic beverages, beer and wine, and then some snacks and treats to munch on.
I know Jane and Greg were there earlier. I think they got some kind of a slushy or something like that.
That was actually the food truck here today.
Sorry. Well, it was the food truck. All right, but they had great. But you host food trucks here at the lot.
We do, yes.
Yeah. Well, they thought that was great. This is a beautiful stage, by the way, and it's a great spot. So you have musical acts and things like that that come here.
Yeah. Yep. And the stage was actually just built this spring, so it's like brand new. So we have live music and open mics for anybody who wishes to come in.
Well, it's super. You got great plantings around here.
Yeah.
Flowers, the landscaping. You've got tables. You've got, as you said, you got cornhole bags here. All kinds of great things at picnic tables. So it's a place for families to come. You can bring the kids, grandparents, whoever. They can all just kind of. It's a great gathering place.
Yeah, that was the whole goal of the place. From Ariana and Al Johnson, they're the owners of this establishment, and they also have a few more places on Main Street. Actually, they've Rugged Roots just opened like a few weeks ago. Brand new store on Main Street. Sweetgrass and Sage, and then Restyled as well.
Wow. So, they're busy folks.
They're busy, yeah.
No wonder they're going to have a guy like you run this place, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Is the store open 7 days a week then, or 5 days a week?
5 days a week, Tuesday through Saturday.
Oh, nice.
11 to around 6, 7, depending on the events that we have.
Well, it's just a great gathering spot here in Hayward, and you know they got great friendly employees like you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can come by and say hi to Isaac. He's a chill guy to hang out with and enjoy. Do you ever bring your percussionist? You ever bring a snare or anything and just do a little song or anything?
You know, I probably should.
Right? Your spare time.
My professors would be laughing if I said that I did.
You can put up a jar, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Wait a second. Did you say in his spare time, or did you say in his snare time?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, look, see, Zomers, the jokester down there in Madison. Nicely done, Zomers. A minute left here, Isaac. Anything I have not asked you yet? Do you want to talk about the lot?
I think we pretty much covered it. I mean, we got all sorts
stuff?
Of games and
games, outdoor
nice,
stuff.
Nice spot to just hang out and take a break from busy day walking down Main Street and touring Hayward.
You can literally, if your day is too stressful, you can literally come touch grass.
Literally, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Beautiful landscaping to do it.
It's beautiful. Well, Isaac, I can't thank you enough for taking time out of your day to come here and talk. Best of luck on your studies at University of Wisconsin Superior, and thanks for being an educator and a coach. You're part of what makes Wisconsin great.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Our pleasure. Isaac Hansen, everybody, of The Lot. Check it out when you're in Hayward. Come on back. We'll talk crappies, bluegills, and food with Greg and Jane after this. Don't go anywhere. We're live in Hayward on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
CBS News Brief. An area in Maryland just north of the nation's capital was caught in a heavy downpour this afternoon. In Montgomery County, between 5 and 7 p.m., the fire department responded to 100 calls for service and conducted dozens of water rescues, helping multiple people escape their vehicles. WTOP radio meteorologist Mike Stiniford.
Flash flooding occurred rapidly along Sligo Creek Parkway, which eventually closed. The runoff from Sligo Creek Parkway and Sligo Creek went into the Anacostia River, and that caused that river to rise rapidly and cause flooding.
Officials in Kerr County, Texas, say the number of people still missing in flash flooding earlier this month has dropped to 3. The owners of the Wall Street Journal aren't backing off the paper's report that President Trump wrote a sexually suggestive letter to Jeffrey Epstein in 2003. Trump has sued for libel. Here's CBS's Willie James Inman.
Dow Jones and Company, the publisher of the Wall Street Journal, said in a statement they have full confidence in the accuracy of their reporting.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Crude.
Another win for Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. The Brewers beat the Dodgers last night in L.A. 2-0. The Crew have now won 8 in a row. They remain a game behind the first-place Cubs, who beat the Red Sox 4-1 at Wrigley Field. The Brewers' Caleb Durbin with a big night for his first time in Dodgers Stadium, an RBI double, and a solo home run shot in the 7th. Pitcher Quinn Priester, fans Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, and Freddie Freeman to start the game on the way to 6 innings and 77 pitches with 10 strikeouts. The Brewers have now beat the Dodgers 4 in a row heading into tonight's game. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, we've played a bunch of close games against them. Things have went our way, so it helps you prepare a little bit because you're used to it. You know who's hot and who's not. You know who might be a tick off their game, and you might make a decision because, well, you know what? So-and-so's not swinging like he normally does, so we can attack him here differently.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I love it when I hope rumors are true. According to the New York Post, there are rumblings that Fleetwood Mac will reunite. It's not just from the paparazzi, but rather from Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham. They did a coordinated Instagram post sparking rumors. Nicks posted song lyrics from Frozen Love, and Buckingham completed them. The two famously dated and broke up, just like fellow band members Christine and John McVie. Breakups have served the band well, though, because the album they were making during said breakups was Rumors and was awesome. I'm a sucker for a good cop show. My favorite detective show in the last several years is probably Amazon Prime's Bosch. And I also like the spinoff Bosch Legacy. The show has produced yet another spinoff called Ballard, which is based on a character introduced in the last season of Bosch Legacy, Detective Renee Ballard. The detective elements of the show are great, but star Maggie Q lacks a certain charisma. Having said that, there is a lot going on, and the cold cases Ballard takes on are pretty cool. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, less humidity, and a high in the upper 70s. Could be a little smoky as well. Nice day Monday, mostly sunny and a high around 80. Storm chances Tuesday, Wednesday. It's 74 right now.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we are back from our road trip across Wisconsin, back to recap all of the weekend news. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Still live on location from beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin. Our Somewhere, Sometown tour is about to conclude. And here at the desk with us live at The Lot in downtown Hayward, our friends, our colleagues, the co-hosts of Matinair on Air every morning from 9 until 11, Jane Matinair and Greg Bach. Guys, we almost got it done.
We're almost there. It has been a wonderful 3 days. Yeah. Honestly, it has.
Yeah.
We've seen so much. We've met so many lovely, lovely people. Did a little shopping. Everything was on sale, honey, I swear. Everything I bought was like 80% off. It's incredible.
It's been a lot of fun, but let's do a little ticket giveaway here. I know you guys have a word on your show.
We did.
Got a word here. I think Maggie Dawn's going to have a word. So you have until 4 o'clock now to enter in. And I'm very, very nervous because whenever Jane is here, our texts go down. But that's fine. Let's just face it. Even one of my best friends, Troy Everson from Burlington, says, Jane is a legend. All right? You can't compete with a legend, but we'll try. If you want to win some Brewers tickets, they are club-level seats. You know, and this is very important. Luke Mathers, our great operations director, he keeps these tickets under his desk in a mayonnaise jar under Funkin' Waggle's porch. And then he takes them out, he puts them in a leather satchel, which he rubs with synthetic mink oil. He has given us 4 tickets, and this is for a very specific game. Monday, July 28th at 6:40 against the dreaded evil Chicago Cubs. Cubs and the Brewers in a tight race for the NL Central. You have to be able to go to this game for Monday, July 28th. If you can, text the word catch, C-A-T-C-H, catch, to the Civic Media app right now. You have until 4 o'clock. Catch, C-A-T-C-H, Jane. You're probably going to make our text go up just by being here.
I hope so. And text the word catch, C-A-T-C-H. See? We really do love to see all the – I love watching the text come in when we do it on our show.
Yeah.
Just to see where everybody is listening.
I mean, that's where kind of like our introduction to Butternut came, was the text lines. People just texting in for whether the contest or just texting the shows. And we're like, there's a Butternut, Wisconsin.
Right.
And lo and behold, months later, here we're staying in Butternut, visiting people and getting to know them. It's just been a wonderful, wonderful time.
Yeah, it really has been.
It has.
Well, so much fun. We're going to talk more about the trip at large. But first of all, you know, we should do this first of all, because at home in Madison, we have I call it the Sam Davidson Street Cam, because one of our great producers, Sam Davidson, who isn't too far away from here, after he left Civic, he was an Eagle Scout, and now he's still very involved in Boy Scouts. I think Zomer's also an Eagle Scout. Isn't the camp up in Rhinelander not too far from here, right?
Is that the one he's at, Camp Tosomas?
I think it is.
Oh, that's cool.
But anyway, Sam was the first one to create the street cam back home on State Street.
Yeah.
And here now, courtesy of our very own Mark Lundeen of Muskie 101, we have the Hayward street cam. Look at that. Little street music. Very good.
Nice.
Actually, if you want to know the truth, the streets in Hayward right now during the Lumberjack Championship and the powwow are busier than State Street usually is in downtown Madison. And it looks like people are great there. And if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, the camera's a little tilted, a little slanted, a little cockeyed, but still, it's a beautiful shot.
It's artistic. It's you know, it's a different viewpoint of the world.
We were telling Ola Lita jokes yesterday on Jane and Greg's show, and it reminds me of the punchline to a great Ola and Lita joke my grandpa used to tell. Speaking of cameras that are kind of at an angle like that, he'd say something like, you know, well, it's you know, you don't want to be like the cockeyed seamstress. She couldn't menstruate.
Oh. Ba-dum-bum.
I was made to feel yesterday so bad that I never heard of Ola and Lena jokes, and so far, they're not holding up.
As a professional comedian, Craig is not impressed.
High standards.
With Ola and Lena. I know.
We actually have Ollie in the Northwoods on the line has one of those if you want to.
Ollie in the Northwoods is on the line. This is fantastic. 855-752-4842. Ollie, we're not very far away from you. This is fantastic. What do you got for us?
Well, I was going to call you yesterday, but my phone was out, so I couldn't. And it was killing me. I have an Ollie and Lena joke to tell you.
Go ahead.
Let's hear it.
It says, so Ollie was coming to the end of his days. Friends and family came to his bedside to say goodbye, and the pastor even gave him the Lutheran last rites. After everyone left, Ollie, alone in his bed, he smelled the most delicious thing, fresh baked bars. They smelled so good that Ollie roused a bit, got out of his bed, and actually shuffled his way to the kitchen, where he saw the platter of bars piled high. Just as he reached out for his feeble hand for a bar, Lena slapped his wrist and said, Oli, those are for the funeral.
That's an Oli and Lena joke.
That is very funny.
That is an Oli and Lena joke.
That is funny.
Maybe the Oli and Lena joke, the source counts.
Yes. I felt like yours yesterday you told was basically a dad joke, like the way the punchline went, which was just really just a pun, like a good or a play on words. Whereas this one was it was like misdirection and there was a story. And
well
like,
done, Ollie.
Nicely done,
well
Ollie.
Well done, Ollie.
Thank you so much. We appreciate
you
listening.
Having a good time, and don't forget to look at Lynn Marie's. They've got real good candy there. And also, excellent turtles.
Okay. Oh. All right. Thank you very much.
We got some time
Nicely
yet.
Nicely done, Ollie.
Great recommend.
Shopping time yet.
All right.
Thank you very
much,
Ollie, for calling. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
That's been one of the great things, too, are all the recommendations.
Oh, it's been great.
Food, shopping, just places to go hang out, relax. It's all been wonderful while we've been in this area the past couple days.
Yeah, thanks for everybody sending those tips in. We got a lot of the tips off the text line.
100%. Yeah. Ollie, thank you so much. All right. It is now 42 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go.
Oh, boy.
Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across all of Wisconsin on all 11 news, talk, and sports stations in the Civic Media Radio Network. No better place to advertise. Get your message out. You can call our great salespeople like Big G here in the Northwoods. Mm-hmm. Check us out at civicmedia.us and then go to advertise or whatever the, I'm not sure.
You'll figure it out.
Just click around.
You can't do everything.
Or just call up to WCQM and ask for Big G. Everybody knows about
Everybody
Big
knows
G.
Everybody knows Big G.
There you go. There you
All
go.
Right. As Mike Lucas is fond of saying, timely indeed. We're in the North Woods. By the way, shout out to Lena's.
Oh, Lena's Resort. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Lena's Northern Pines Resort.
Oh, my gosh.
Fantastic.
The cabin's lovely. The lake is lovely. We went on a pontoon boat ride yesterday. We ate dinner. We just had a lovely time. I mean, because, you know, we've been on the radio and we've been traveling around having a really good time. But at the end of the day, we get tired. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of running around. And yesterday and tonight's going to be the same. It's just get back, sit in front of the lake, relax, and you can do all that if you head over to Lena's Resort and tell them we sent you.
And we'll put a link in everybody's show notes. Yeah. You'll be able to find all this stuff, too.
Lena's Northern Pines.
Yes.
Check it out when you're up here in the North Woods. And you can fish. As it turns out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Today is what's worse. What's worse, crappies or bluegills?
Oh.
Crappie or bluegill. What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You could also text us on the aforementioned Civic Media app. What's worse? Crappies or bluegills? Now, are either one of you fisher people?
I am not a fisher person. So if I'm just going to go off the...
Or what do you like to eat?
I think I would probably go with a bluegill.
All right. The bluegill. A bluegill?
Yeah.
Jane?
See, I guess I'm not sure what the parameters are on...
Well, I mean...
No,
wow,
bluegills
just can't answer yes or no, can we? Just
bluegills are prettier.
I'll go with the bluegill.
That was it. That's all it took, everybody.
He's better looking. I mean, I feel more of a draw to the bluegill crappies, photo.
Crappies are kind of the albino of the bluegill world. They're a very pale fish.
I don't hang out with uggo fish. That's just how it is for me. Sorry.
Tony, watching on Facebook, chiming in saying bluegills are worse. Catching them is harder.
Okay.
Clearly a fisherman. Catching them is harder. They put up a tougher fight. They usually swallow the hook. True.
Oh, that's a pain.
Trying to remove the hook usually results in a bloody mess. True. This almost never happens when catching a crappie. Plus, crappies are easier to scale. Now, there's an answer from a true fisherman. We appreciate it, Tony. Thank you very much for calling in. Now, I don't fish as much as I used to.
My maternal
grandmother was a huge fisherwoman, and she would probably say that she liked bluegills better for all the reasons that Tony listed, because she liked the fight.
Challenge,
yeah,
yes.
She liked the fight, but yeah, they usually do swallow the hook. I'll agree with that.
And again, I haven't fished often, but that is something that really stands out to me. And it was like, oh, I know I'm going to eat you, but now I did that to you. That's worse.
Jane says simply the fight is worse. Simply the fight.
I'm going to ingest you later, but I'm sorry I hurt you.
Don't think about that. Yeah, I'm sorry about the hook, though. That was bad.
855-752-4842. Jack from Merrimack is on the line. Jack, crappies or bluegills? What's worse?
Well, they're both excellent eating fish, but I put bluegills right up there with pretty close to walleye in terms of good eating fish.
All right.
I wouldn't say either one is worse, but I would say that bluegills are better.
Okay.
All right.
Fair enough.
Thanks, Jack.
Good to hear from you, Jack. I haven't heard Jack's wonderful voice in so long.
Yeah, getting her done there in Merrimack. Appreciate you, Jack. That's true, because you find, especially up here at a lodge, mm-hmm. you'll find bluegill feed tonight or a bluegill sandwich. You don't often on the menu a crappie sandwich.
No.
Is it because of the word?
Because
I
it could
so.
Be interpreted as a crappie sandwich.
Well, exactly. It's like... Yeah, well, on one hand, it's truth in advertising, right? On the other, it could be misconstrued.
Yeah, you don't want that.
No.
So, yeah. All right. Thanks, Jack. Appreciate that. What's worse, crappies or bluegills? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Lori, here in beautiful Hayward. Listen,
Lori.
On WBZH says, hi, guys. It's easy to catch either one up here in the North Woods. The bluegills have a better flavor, but crappies usually give you a bigger fillet. But truly, there's nothing better than some deep fried walleye.
Yeah.
Lori from Hayward.
Walleye is just a staple of the fish fry, whether walleye or cod or perch. Yeah. Those are great.
Fantastic. Larry, listening in to beautiful Sussex on WMDX, says crappies are worse. Love both, but bluegills are the best. Also, Mark at Prairie du Sac chiming in with, both are tasty. Bluegills are a little firmer of flesh, and to heck with scaling, do boneless fillets. Yeah, I'm more of a fillet guy than a scaler.
I go that way too, yeah.
Lori from Hayward says, I see my microphone said that, that I wrote crappies and not crappies in the text. Well, you know, it's easy to do. Yeah, it's easy to do.
Yeah. Computers don't know fish.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Get in trouble. Zomers, crappies or bluegills? What's worse?
I think I got to say crappies because, I think as long as you can not maim the fish, the fight is fun. And also they taste better. Bluegills.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'll go along with the group here. Crappies are worse. I just like the taste of a bluegill sandwich better. So, all right, come on back. We'll wrap it up live in Hayward at the Lot. Matt and Aaron Air, Todd Allbaugh here across Civic Media on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger,
This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded four playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council. You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement, and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show, live on location in beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin, on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC, CBS, or James Kelly News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to, followed by a check of weather with Brittany Merlot. I can tell you in Hayward, Wisconsin, sprinkling as we end just in the nick of time.
I think we're just going to beat the rain.
But
so
it's a beautiful day. Still, it's a beautiful day.
Yeah, it really is.
In Hayward. And then a check of sports with a great sports reporter Mike Clemens on the Brewers, and particularly still time for you to get in on those four tickets for a Milwaukee Brewers game in the club level seats. You have to be able to go on Monday, July 28th, 6:40 p.m. against the Cubs to be eligible. We're going to draw at the top of the hour. Go to the Civic Media app and text the word catch, C-A-T-C-H. Catch is the word for this hour on that free Ticket Friday giveaway. And then after the sports report, another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show with Maggie Dawn, followed by Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. All right, guys, before we wrap it up here, going to go to the phone lines very quickly. Rosanna listening in on the phone lines on hold. Rosanna, you wanted to weigh in on what's worse, first of all, crappies or bluegills?
Oh, I have no idea. I just want to tell an Ole and Lena joke.
All right, make it quick if you could. But we're up against the clock. I'm sorry, but go ahead, please. Okay. Ole and Lena joke.
Okay. Okay, here I go. Oli and Lena, they're going for a Sunday drive. Oli says to Lena, because she's driving, oh, Lena, you're passionate. Oh, thanks, Oli. No, Lena, you're passionate. Well, thank you, Oli. You're passionate, too. No, Lena, the liquor store, you're passionate. Turn the car around.
All right. That's a good one. I like that one, too. There it is. There it is. There it is.
Thank you.
That's nicely done, Rosanna.
Thank you very much, Rosanna.
Have a great day. Yeah, appreciate it. See, look at it. All kinds of Oli and Lena jokes.
Oh, my. We didn't
all better than mine. But
we didn't even get started yesterday. Yeah. You have a whole education coming, my friend.
Oh, and I can't wait.
As the late, great Bob Uecker used to say, it's getaway day as we are going to pack up here and head back down the state. It's been a great tour. Started in Oshkosh. We were in Butternut yesterday, ending up the day here in Hayward. Guys, I know next Monday you're going to be back down at the Radio City Rockette Park. With Matt and Aaron Air from 9 to 11. We'll be back at the old headquarters back in Madison on Monday as well. But a couple of reflections from you guys here as we wrap things up.
We have so much more in common than we realize. With all of the politics that we talk about and all of the divisions that we can find, we generally have through lines that connect us all. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's just about sitting down and talking to somebody for a little bit.
Absolutely. It's about knowing the needs and concerns of the people who are right next to you, but also 5-6 hours away, and understanding how we make those specific things connect and find solutions together instead of letting ourselves become taken by our cell phones of, like, you know, 24-hour news cycles and
biases.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it's really about working together and being a community, because that's what we are.
And the more you travel, the more you will find that we all have in common.
Totally agree.
No matter where you go.
Yeah.
Where you go.
I said earlier, I mean, just, I think, well, number one, the food. by the way, Jane, give us a review of the tasty fudge.
Oh, my gosh.
Salted chocolate fudge. It's really, really good.
I'm so glad that I only had a tiny bit.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
We have to try to get home. We got to bring Zomer some.
We can.
No, we don't.
Well, this is some. Yeah, like, right? This much is some. Yeah.
Trembley's Sweet Treats. What is it? Trembley's
Homemade Fudge?
Sweet Shop. Trembley's Sweet Shop in Hayward, Eagle River, and Stillwater, Minnesota.
There you go.
The food's been great, but I think, as we were saying earlier, I always get more out of this than I feel I give on these tours, because listening to people, I feel better going home.
Yes.
Because to your point, I mean, we realize, geez, we all three talk politics and current events. I do think that's important, but it's just a good reminder for Todd when I go back down for the Daily Show. Don't forget to highlight the things that draw us together around this state.
Things we celebrate together, art and music and food, and there are just so many things that we actually all agree on, we all want to have the same things.
And for folks who live in Madison, Green Bay, Milwaukee, cities that have, you know, 50 to 100,000 people, if not more, get up here. Mm. You are, like, you either live here or you're from here, both. Find out what these neighborhoods, these communities have to offer, because there's great things. I mean, Hayward is an absolutely beautiful town to be in. Butternut is gorgeous. The people are great. They're welcoming. They want to see you here. They want you to invest in their communities. And you do right by yourself to spend some time up here. It is a getaway. It is relaxing, and you will enjoy it. And you'll become more proud to be from this state, I think, when you meet these individuals and see what these towns have to offer.
Look how many people have had, you know, Isaac here, University of Superior. Was it Ren yesterday, the sign guy?
Glenn,
learned to sign make at UW Stevens Point. Our UW system is integral to this state.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it probably is even more so for areas like this.
Yes. Yeah.
Somebody just honked their horn. I waved at him, and they flipped me off. So I'm not sure.
Oh.
Is that an old boyfriend?
Yes, that's right.
Thought he moved to Hayward.
One in every town. Before we get out of here, many thanks to Douglas Jerry, our street musician. He was fantastic. He was great. James Nett from downtown Hayward Bid District. Also, Chris Ruckdashel, the executive director of the Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce. Isaac Hansen as well from the lot here. And I'd be remiss if I didn't run down on behalf of Jane, Greg, and myself, the people and guys, if I miss somebody, let me know, who made this thing possible. Mm-hmm. It starts with our CEO, our owner, who has the vision for this company, Sage Weil. Thanks for letting us go out on the road and do this. A vice president of News Talk, Corey Hartman. Luke Mathers, our director of operations. Todd Michaels, the great Todd Michaels. Darla Isham, our GM here. Big G, our salesperson. Mark Lundeen here. CQM staff in Park Falls. BZH staff. Muskie 101. Jane Matinair. Greg Bach. And Aaron Zomers getting it done back in Madison.
Greg Gunderson, Rachel, and Toby.
And Calvin Butenhoff and Radio Park for running our shows this week as well.
Greg and Jane will join you at 9 o'clock down in Racine across the state on Monday. We'll be back in Madison from 2 until 4. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Have a great weekend, everybody. For Jane, Greg, I'm Todd. We'll see you on Monday.
Banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The Washington, D.C. region was hit by a tremendous downpour today that caused areas of flash flooding. Some drivers stranded in high water in Maryland had to be rescued, and numerous roads are closed. Here's WTOP radio meteorologist Mike Stiniford.
Most of the flooding was confined to the district itself in the close-in northern suburbs. Some areas saw 2 to 5, possibly 6 inches of rain, and there were numerous water rescues across the region, especially in Fairfax County. Also, the reports of water rescues in Tacoma Park and in Silver Spring, Maryland.
The heavy rain has now ended. Officials in Kerr County, Texas today said the number of people still missing from deadly flash flooding on July 4th has dropped to 3. In Arizona today, over the north rim of the Grand Canyon National Park, Governor Katie Hobbs flew over the area on a chopper to see firsthand